Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Discovering Who I Am by Shondalyn Latham is the journey of a single mom, trying to get through life, but everywhere she turned, there was trouble. She seemed to always be trying to achieve something and always ending up at ground zero. In the search for success, she finally discovers her purpose. Reality shows her that God gave her a task that she had to complete before she was able to start on another one. This discovery was always looking for, staring her in the face, but it took a certain event before she realized it. Sadly, it was the passing of her son. It's also an inspirational book. Her book is a testament of how each individual should follow their passion and never give up. Discovering Who I Am also tells of a mother's unconditional love for her children. The author, Shondalyn Latham, is our guest on This Week in America. Shondalyn, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, thank you.
It's a very inspirational book that you've written here, and we've got plenty of time to talk about it. And I'm really interested in why you decided to write this book. Talk about the process of writing the book and sharing some very personal and emotional times of your life.
Okay, well, the inspiration for me writing the book and the reason I wrote the book are basically the same thing. I'm writing about my son, Devin. His ambition to conquer the things that were challenged to him amazed me. And by him being ill most of his life, I got a chance to watch him conquer so many things. And that in itself inspired me to start writing down my thoughts. So what are my goals for the book?
Well, yeah, in writing the book, it's there to help other people. You are telling your story. So many people can relate to what you went through, and sort of by your message, you're able to help those people. I'm sure that was one reason you wanted to share the story, wasn't it? That you would be able to touch other people in a positive way.
Exactly. Letting them know that no matter what you go through, never give up. Always go for what you want to do, and just never be afraid to venture out and reach those goals.
Well, and you talk about that, and that's one of the resounding messages in the book. And the book is Discovering Who I Am by Shondalyn Latham. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to log on directly to information on Shondalyn's book. Making the decision to write the book, talk about that process. It's one thing to think about, I would like to write this book, but then to actually sit down, go through, again, pour out all of your emotions. What was that process like for you? Was it sort of a process you went through that was therapy for you, or was it difficult at times to write this book?
Well, it was like therapy to me, because actually it started off with me journaling my thoughts, and I never thought that it would become a book. But as I was journaling and having so many things to say, I decided I was like, maybe, one day this can be a book. So in the time that I had was like when I was off work with my son, we would have to go visit hospitals, St. Jude, La Bonner, and places like that. And it just gave me a lot of free time to just sit in my thoughts and write them down.
And that those thoughts that you wrote down became the book. Discovering Who I Am is receiving excellent reviews. The author, Shondalyn Latham, is our guest on This Week in America. You talk at the beginning about you always loved writing and always dreamed of writing a book. Just the thought of putting your story on paper has always been fascinating to you. Talk about that fascination with writing, and then we'll talk about the reality of writing this book. Why have you always had this interest in writing?
As a little girl, I always seemed to want homework when I was in school.
You're the one.
I wanted something to do when I got out of school. Not as if school was enough, but I always wanted some type of homework, something that required me to write. So that was an inspiration for me as well.
Yeah, and actually the process of doing that, you not only have written your thoughts down, you're a published author, the book is out there, it's being read by people probably around the world and helping them. What's it like knowing, and actually, what did you feel like when you saw your book published for the first time and you're holding a copy of it, and there's sort of like a lifelong dream you've had there that I This is my book, My Story, and it's now available in bookstores all across the country.
Actually, I was overwhelmed. Even though I was holding a copy of the book in my hand, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that, you know, my face was actually on a book, on my dream. I was holding my dream in my hand.
It's amazing. You said you were almost, you feel like you were placed on earth to tell the story. That almost seems to be the case, isn't it? Did you have a little divine help in writing the book?
No, I didn't have any help. I did this all on my own.
And it's a wonderful reflection of Shondalyn's life. It's the unconditional love for her son that she talks about so openly in the book. In the beginning of the book, you talk about the strong foundation in your life. Your grandfather, for example. Talk about that foundation, because so often it's family. It's who you are, where you came from. It gets you through these difficult times. What was your family like, and what did they give you that gave you the perseverance to get through all of these?
Yes, it is. It's oftentimes family, and those values are oftentimes instilled in you when you're a kid. But when you're small, you don't realize that. And you know, I started getting this revelation as I got older, and the things that I was going through. I would think about my granddad, how he always tilled the ground. And you know, he was always just so aggressive with making sure that we had crop and things to eat. So a little bit of that got instilled in me as well. And, you know, my grandmother, my mother, my aunt, they all had that same passion for doing whatever they were doing, to do it as well as possible and just not let anything get in their way.
As we talked about before, one of the messages that rings so true in the book, Discovering Who I Am, is if you want it bad enough, you can achieve it. And that sounds like that was instilled in you at a very young age.
Exactly. If you want it bad enough, you can achieve it. And my mom, you know, always taught me, whenever you do something, do it to the best of your ability so that you will not, for one, have to go back and do it over. So growing up with that in my head, you know, kind of stuck with me.
Well, talk about what happens when things are not going your way. And I mentioned in the beginning that you were, like so many people, trying to make it through life, and it seemed like everywhere you turn, there's an obstacle, there's a problem. Yet you were able to overcome those. Talk about that perseverance, what you do when you're faced with a situation, because a lot of people at that point throw in the towel and figure there's no sense even attempting to do this again. I'm a failure. How did you get over that?
Well, the way I get over it, going through what I've gone through, I feel like every individual that goes through something at least need to give themselves 1 hour in every day to do something that they like. And it has to be something that doesn't cost money. Just find something that relaxes your mind and that's going to help you, you know, go back and take on that challenge. And for me, it was exercising. You know, I would love to go to the gym, and I felt really good after exercising. So it allowed me to come back and face what I was going through.
Yeah, it's amazing what something like that will do. Just sort of what recharging, restarting your mind, and all of a sudden you feel like a new person after that, don't you?
Exactly.
So you're ready for the challenges that may be thrown at you. Talk about your son for a little bit here. It's obvious the love and affection and admiration you had for him. Tell us about him.
Well, I hope I don't get emotional talking about him, but he was just a cheerful, happy-go-lucky little boy. He never let anything get him down. Even though he couldn't see and he had a lot of health challenges, he would always wake up every morning, opening curtains, whistling a song, and just happy and telling me it's a bright, sunny day outside. So he was just a joy to be around. Everybody that came in contact with him instantly loved him.
And it sounds like he's an inspiration, that legacy that he left, that that smiling face, that type of thing. That's still with you, isn't it? And keeps you going through what would be difficult times today.
It does. And I mean, some days when I don't want to get out of bed, You know, I just remember, you know, how cheerful he was and how he got up every day to face the challenges that he was going through with a smile. He never, ever complained about what he was going through. He never said, why me? He just lived day by day.
Well, that attitude you talk about is in Shonda Lynn's book, Discovering Who I Am, book available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, This Week in America, and we'll direct you to the website that has all the information on Shonda Lynn's book. What do you hope people take away from reading Discovering Who I Am? They'll share your story. They'll feel good about what you've been able to do with your life. But what do you hope the book is able to do for them?
I hope it's able to inspire them to never give up. No matter what challenges you're facing, never give up. Always, always go after your dreams and remember that you're going to have to put in work to get what you're looking for. You can't just sit down on your dreams and expect them to manifest. You have to put in the work to make them become true.
Well, you say something that's so true. If we got it right the first time all the time, there'd be no lessons learned. Lessons are very important to shaping who we are, aren't they?
Exactly, exactly. You know, and for me, this is my first publication. And, you know, it's not perfect. It's not like I want it to be. But I plan to continue writing. And I know, I mean, it's just like a job. When you go to a job for the first time, you know, you're not going to get that job right. You're going to have to be trained to do the job correctly. So with me continuing writing, my journey in writing, I feel like the more books I publish, the better they're going to get.
What are you working on now? You have something you're working on?
Yes, I'm working on another one called, it's just the second part of this book, Discovering Who I Am, too. I've already started writing it, and it's just my life continuing after my son and the things that I'm discovering about myself, because my son, he was 25, and you know, most of my life was tied up into taking care of him. So, you know, right now I have the freedom to live my life, whereas before I really didn't have that freedom because my main goal was to make sure that he was okay.
You said that, and that's interesting. I'm thinking with the title, Discovering Who I Am, I wonder if we ever discover who we are. Do you know exactly who you are, or you're still figuring this out every day? A little bit who Shonda Lynn is every day.
Exactly. I'm still figuring it out. And now, you know, it seems like I've been given a whole new life. I can go when I want to, and I can come home when I want to, whereas before, you know, I couldn't leave unless I had somebody here that I know was reliable enough to take care of my son. But now, you know, I don't have that.
What's it like being a published author, knowing that what you write is going to inspire and motivate people, people that you probably never will meet, pick up a copy of Discovering Who I Am or listen to you on interviews like this, and they pick up something you said, and it's like, you know, I really need to keep things in perspective. I heard this lady on the radio. I read her book. This was so inspirational to me. What's that feel like when your message is going to touch people like that?
It's a humbling experience. I mean, I'm excited about it, and I'm also humble about it because, you know, I'm just an average person. But, you know, I had a story. I have a story. So it feels great.
What kind of response have you been getting to the book from family and friends in particular that know the story? What kind of feedback are you getting?
I'm getting great feedback. People are telling me, people that have read the book are telling me, you know, that it really touched their heart. And you know, that was my goal for the book. I wanted people to feel my heart in the book. I wanted to be so transparent that people could literally feel what I was writing.
And to do that, you're laying a portion of yourself out there, maybe to people who know you that didn't realize those were your thoughts. How difficult was that to really share very emotional stories, a very emotional side of yourself? Was that difficult?
Well, you know, when I was writing it, it wasn't. But when people started to read it, I kind of felt strange about it because I was putting myself out there. I am putting myself out there. And some things that I put in the book, people that know me didn't know. So it kind of felt strange, but I mean, I'm still proud that I did it.
And you should be, because it's that emotion that I think makes the book so successful and why people will be motivated, inspired in a very positive way, because they can relate to what you went through. You write the book in such a relatable way that people going through difficulties, and we all go through difficulties, can see what you went through and how you came through it as a better person. A couple minutes left in the program. We've talked before about it's so important to follow your passion. Talk about finding what your passion is and then doing it. So many of us have a passion, but we're not following it. How do we get on course to follow that passion? When you want to write a book, you wrote a book. So many people talk about doing something like that, or travel, or changing jobs, but they don't do it. How do we move that passion to the forefront so we get on with it and can enjoy it in our lives?
Well, I feel like every human being that is put on earth has a purpose. And some discover their purpose early and some don't.
Yes.
And like me, you know, as a child, I knew that I liked writing. And now that I'm older, you know, I still had that passion. So I feel like people know what they're destined for, but it's just them putting it into action to actually make it work for them.
And that, I think, in the 30 seconds or so we've got left here, what action, I like that word, that may be what will motivate all of us. It's one thing to think about it. It's another to actually do it. And what you're saying is do it.
Exactly. That's it.
How has your life changed? I'm going to take another 30 seconds because this is important. How has your life changed, your feeling, your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, since you've taken control of your life and you're following your destiny and you're really discovering, ongoing process, but discovering who you are? How has that changed your life?
It's changed my life in a positive way. I'm not procrastinating anymore. You know, I'm ready to get up and take on every day and do what I know that I need to do.
The book is Discovering Who I Am by Shondalyn Latham. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to the book site at Amazon, get information, and purchase the book as well. Shondalyn, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Continued success in your writing. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yes, I hope so, and thank you very much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, Shondalyn Latham, our guest. Information on her book, Discovering Who I Am, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.